If you've already greeted them, just greet them again. Amen. I want to invite your attention to Luke chapter 2 again as we read about a man that was touched by God. Luke chapter 2 and verse 25 is where we'll begin, and then you may be seated after we have the reading of God's word. Those of you that are able to stand. Luke chapter 2, verse 25. I brought the wrong notebook this morning, so we won't have access to the screen, so you're going to have to follow along in your Bible or on your electronic devices. Amen. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation." Thus in the reading of God's holy word from Luke chapter 2, verses 25 through 30. You may be seated as we share with you just a thought this morning. Keep on living. Keep on living. Shall we pray? Father, again, we thank you for your amazing love, your grace, and your goodness. Thank you for the season of the year. And Lord, while we're celebrating in the comforts of our home, and Lord, while we are sharing with others gifts, we must remember that there are those that still need Christ, and there are those that still need the comforts of life that we've received as the blessing of God. I was reminded of that this morning as I saw a homeless man clutching whatever he had and traveling along. I was reminded of how blessed we are and how good you've been to us. Help us to help them that are in need. May we focus on the real priorities of life, and that is of giving life to people through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Bless us now as we hear your word and as we expound upon it. I pray that you'd speak to our hearts, speak clearly, speak boldly, and speak that we might be directed by your truth. We humbly ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. The late Mayor Bryant of Lynchburg, Virginia, also coach of E.C. Glass, had a statement that he would use whenever he would go to a meeting, whenever he would attend an event. He would always say, "It's good to be alive in Lynchburg, Virginia." Some of you may not know Jimmy Bryant, but he was a remarkable man. He faced his own challenges in life, and yet he learned that there's joy in living. There's joy in living. And there are two really statements to that. One is, you need to find that joy where you are. Not in different circumstances, but in the circumstances that you find yourself in. But then the second thing about that statement, you need to find the joy in living. In living. Life will present its challenge. It will bring to you times of ups and downs. And you can't assume that because you're facing the challenges that life is bad. Life is good. Amen. And it's good to be alive in Crossroad Baptist Church in Evington, Virginia, on this morning. So as we celebrate this, as we think about the splendor and the awesomeness of God, I want to remind you that Jesus was born at a time where there was no hallmark. There were no decorations. There were no shining lights and glitter and Christmas trees and adornments. There was simply this Christ. And yet God had spoken to a man who was now in his later years. He had spoken to this man by the name of Simeon. And he made a promise to Simeon that Christ was coming. But not only did he make a promise to Simeon, he said, Simeon, you will not die until you see him. You will not leave this world until you see the Savior. What an amazing promise. What an amazing God who would allow this man to keep on living. And to go through ups and downs, to go through trials. And I can imagine that somewhere in the back of his mind and the way that Simeon thought, he would see every day and he would say, you know what? It's a good day to be alive. I'm expecting something. I'm expecting to see that one that was promised to our nation. I'm expecting to see a Savior. And you know what? Simeon kept on living. Now, I can tell you that when I heard that statement some generations and some ages later, the statement has a little bit of different meaning to it. My mother would use the statement and she would say, keep on living. As if to say, you think you're going through it now, keep on living. You're going to have some trials in life, but as I reflect upon this and as I think about the goodness of God, you and I have every reason to keep on living because a Savior is born. A Savior has entered into this world, and guess what? He's still alive. And because he lives, we shall also live. Isn't that good news? That is wonderful news for the people of God. And as I reflect on these things, I want to just bring out several things that spoke to my heart as I studied on this and as I looked at this passage. Simeon was living in a time where the Palestine area was taken over by the Romans. They were not nice people. Romans controlled everything. As a matter of fact, it was not a democratic society. Caesar himself, not only did he declare himself ruler, but he declared himself God. And so in that state, this man called Simeon was born and lived. And yet he waited, as the scripture says, the consolation of Israel. What a wonderful word. The consolation of Israel. Now, Simeon wasn't there when Christ was born in the manger. He was not there. He didn't come with the shepherds. But he felt in his spirit that something had happened. Something new, something different. Why did he feel that in his spirit? Well, the Holy Spirit talked to him. And the Holy Spirit reminded him, Simeon, he's here. He's here. He wasn't there when Jesus was circumcised on the eighth day, but when Mary came on that 33rd day, according to the law, when she came and Joseph came to present him, because every male child that was born in Israel had to be dedicated to the Lord. Now, they were doing it as a shadow of things to come. But now the one to whom that passage applied had now come. The Savior had entered into this world. And as they entered into the temple and they presented Christ to the Lord, Simeon came also. That's a good thing for us to understand today, that unless you're directed by the Spirit, not only will you not keep on living, but you will not see what you need to see. Your attention will be drawn to everything, and your attention will be distracted from the one that you need to take heed to. Three times Simeon was, it speaks of the Spirit working in his life. First of all, it was the Spirit in verse 25 that was upon him. That was upon him. Now, I want to reflect on that because many of us are trying to live our lives self-directed. And how many times have you run into wall after wall after wall, problem after problem after problem, and you said to yourself, I think I can handle this, only to find out that you couldn't handle it. He was a man through ups and downs, through sickness and trials and struggles, just like you and me. He was a man that said, I'm going to keep on living because the Spirit keeps on abiding in me. Amen. Now, did it mean he was a perfect man? No, it says he was a devout man. It didn't say he was perfect. He was human, just like you and I. He had a sin nature. And yet he trusted God. He had the Holy Spirit to tell him which direction to go, show him how he would live his life, and then to follow the Spirit of the living God. Verse 26 says that it had been revealed to him, look at this, by the Holy Spirit, second time. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die. Now, I want to warn you that it doesn't stop there. It said until. Now, I know you're thinking of yourself as being invincible, and some of you young people, you're invincible because you're young. But just remember that youth is not guaranteed. If you live your life recklessly, if you throw away your life, I guarantee that unless God steps in, you will not find it. So the promise to him was not made that he would not die, period. The promise was, you will not die until. I wish you'd look at somebody and tell them until. You are living today. Now, I'm going to preach to you now. I'm going to fast forward through a couple of generations and on through the ages and a couple of centuries, and I want to fast forward to our time. Your time is not yet. All right? All right? You understand what I'm saying? Don't die over your last bad situation. Oh, can I preach to somebody today? Some of you are getting ready to celebrate Christmas, and you're saying to yourself, I ain't got no money. All of this stuff happened in my life. God knew that when he allowed you to keep on living. He knew what your circumstance was going to be on today. But if you can't thank God for anything else, you ought to just thank God for simply being alive. I'm glad that I could get up this morning. I'm glad that I took me a while, but I'm glad that I could tie my shoes. It took me a while. I'm glad that I could drive my vehicle. Took me a while, but I thank God I'm alive. You're living. Never forget that life that you're now living is a celebration of God's grace. He didn't have to wake you up this morning. When I laid down last night, he owed me nothing. But when I got up this morning, he gave me everything. He gave me life. This amazing God. And every day that Simeon would get up, I guess in his prayer, he would ask God, Lord, is it today? Is today the day? Is this the time that I'm going to see him? And on down through the years, God would tell him, not today, Simeon, but you keep on living. Keep on living, and I'm going to show them to you. You're not going to die until you see what you need to see. That's a message for some of you today. You're looking at things that go wrong. They're going always. They've been going wrong before you were born, before you got here. Things are always going wrong. Stuff always been messing up, breaking down, tearing apart. And you can't just look around and say, oh, my life is worthless. When God gives you enough grace that you can get up, you'll say, Lord, thank you. This is just another day that the Lord has made. And you can tell the devil, yep, he made this one too. Yeah, you can look at circumstance and say, Lord, you made this one too. And keep on living. Why am I saying this? Because a lot of people will come to the Christmas holidays with a lot of hype. Then after the Christmas holidays, down they go. When the Christmas tree comes down, by the way, we didn't even put one up at our house. Got a little teeny one on the table. So our work is going to be easy. But when you got Christmas on the inside, when you've got the joy of the Lord as your strength, you can keep on living. I wish you'd look at somebody and tell them, keep on living. The third time that the Spirit spoke to Simeon or led him, it said that he came by the Spirit. That's very important. Verse 27, he came by the Spirit into the temple. Now, he was not there for a ceremony, even though he was a Jew. He was accustomed to the different ceremonies. He'd seen a lot of them. But today was his day. Woo, glory. Some of you all need to celebrate your day. And you say, well, how can I celebrate my day when it's the Lord's day? The Lord gave it to you, and he wants you to celebrate it. He wants you to say thank you. He wants you to enjoy each day, because God would not have given you this day to hang your head down, to go through trials and say, you know what, life is just bad. That homeless man that I saw this morning, you know, only thing I had was a poinsettia that I could give him. I started to give him that, but then I said, well, he may not be able to take care. But I said, good morning. You know what he said? Walking the street, hair all matted to his head. He looked at me and smiled and said, good morning. I said, wow, if you can, wait a minute, if you can praise God and you don't have everything that, what's wrong? I wish you'd look at the person next to you and ask him, what's wrong with you? Why can't you praise him? Why can't you thank him? If somebody that had nothing can say good morning, what's wrong with, Lord have mercy. Lift your hands and give him thanks today. He's worthy. He's worthy. Three quick things that I want to share. When you have the Spirit, you can be courageous. You can be courageous. I go back to Jimmy Bryan. As he got older, and as different things, different struggles of his body began to affect him, he would still say, it's a good day to be alive in Lynchburg, Virginia. Though he may not have had all the access to things in life, he would always remember, today is still a good day. You can be courageous. Courage does not mean that we are conquerors in the sense of a warring army. It certainly doesn't mean courage that the Romans maybe had to just take over the world, but courage means deep down on the inside, you have the assurance that God is with you every step you take. Amen. You can be courageous in knowing that the same God that has taken care of you in the past is also going to take care of you in the future. I'm preaching to some of you that you're facing struggles. Your health, your circumstances, your finances. Money gonna always act funny. I don't care what day you wake up and how much you got. It can quickly come and it can quickly go. Amen, somebody. I realize how fragile we are. But as frail as Jimmy Bryan was, as frail as Simeon was, as frail as some of us are, we can get up and say, Lord, I'm going to be courageous today because I have the Holy Spirit. I have a promise from you that you will give me the grace that I'll need to keep on living. Verse 25 says that all of his life, Simeon waited, and this man was devout and he was just, waiting for the consolation and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. You have that strength within you. Don't worry about 2020 and say, well, they're saying, they're predicting that all of this is going to happen. Well, if it does happen, you still got to keep on living. Well, what if there are earthquakes? Well, if the earthquake, I'm going to go back and tell you what my mama said. If the earthquake don't shake you, keep on living. If the struggle doesn't break you down, just keep on living. Something might hit you, but as long as you can get back up, you can keep on going. Don't worry about life. It's not for you to make your own plan. It's to you to follow God's plan. He gives you the courage. He gives you the strength to do that. Second point about Simeon. Simeon was consoled when he listened to God. It talked about the consolation of Israel in verse 25. But in verse 26, you have this man who hears the Holy Spirit, who hears God speaking to his heart, who listens to what the Lord says. I want to tell you something. You may not have noticed this in your life, but you ever had people say things to you and break your spirit? Or either get you mad. Now because of what they said, you're going to change your plan. Here's a clue. You can't control what other people say. You can control how you respond to it. That's good news, amen? That's what Mama. I remember I came home one time and I was mad. I came home. Mama, guess what so and so said about me? And guess what so and so called me? And I told her, and Mama, she was a good listener. She looked at me, looked me in the eye, said, "You know something, boy?" Said, "Folk gonna call you everything but a child of God." And then she told me, "You ain't got to answer to everything that people call you. You answer to your name. You got one name. Answer to that one and keep on living." I had a smart mama. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. So you have this consolation from God when you listen. It says that it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And people would look at Simeon and say, "Simeon, you're getting old. You're going to die soon." Simeon would look back at them and say, "I'm not going to die until my time comes. I'm not going to leave this world until I see what God had allowed me to see." You can look at me frail. You can look at me all of these. You can look at me cross-eyed. That's all right. I'm not leaving this world because God has spoken to my spirit. And when you have God to speak to your spirit, well, what does he say, preacher? It says, "The Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want." It said, "The Lord is the light of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Here's the verse that I love. "For God so loved the world." Who said that? Jesus said that. So if you feel that you're unloved, unwanted, uncared for, just remember that you got a God that loves you. Keep on living. The last point that I want to make. You can only be complete when you believe in the Son of God. Something amazing happened that day that Simeon saw the Lord. He not only prophesied about Mary, how that a sword will pierce her own heart, meaning that when Christ would suffer and die, she would be impacted by it. But it went on to say that he will reveal the thoughts of many. This Christ, he's revealed your thoughts and my thoughts. He's come into our lives and shown us where we've gone wrong. He's shown us the sin of our life that we might have eternal life. This same God has pierced our own soul as well as that of Mary. But when Simeon saw Jesus, can I ask you a question? What's got your attention today? What's got your attention? Where's your mind going? If you keep on living, you're going to see Jesus. What do you mean, preacher? How can I see Jesus when here it is, the holiday, and 3 days before Christmas, I haven't done my shopping? I'd never do my shopping until Christmas Eve. And the only reason why I don't shop on Christmas Day is because the store closed. Yeah, I like that because your selections are few. And you can just pick up the first thing, and it's on sale. Let me get back to the text. When Simeon went into the temple that day, he saw Jesus. How did he see him? He saw Jesus because the Lord revealed to him, "This the one." He saw that young couple as they came into the temple and ready to dedicate their child to God. He saw it, and the Holy Spirit led him to that child. And here's the point I want you to see. The scripture says he took him up in his arms. Isn't it something to hold the one that holds you? Isn't it something to look at a little baby? Now, I know that doubt, the doubt was in his mind. Is this the one? And he was asking himself, how can a baby save the world? Let me tell you something. You don't know what God can do. You don't know how powerful he was even as a baby. Yet this same child was the Son of God. He was God in the flesh. Here's the point I want to make to you. First of all, there's facial recognition. You don't look based on the flesh. You look based on faith. Now, where we have technology that has facial recognition, some of these have these things now where all it has to do is take an image of your face and then it'll give you access to something. But I'm talking about faith recognition. When you recognize what Christ can do. And guess what? When you look at him that's looking at you, something is bound to happen. It happened in the spirit of Simeon because he knew who he was. And these were the words he said, "Lord, let your servant depart in peace. For my eyes have seen the Christ. Isn't that amazing? When you have that faith recognition, you can look at every day as being a day where God is going to show you something. God is going to reveal something to you, and it's going to bring peace to your heart. He lived a long time, and today was the day. Today was that special day where he could say, thank God, I've seen all I need to see. I've seen struggle. I've seen heartache. But now I'm looking at Jesus. Amen. When you look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, you got joy. You got peace. You got satisfaction because you know that this same God is not only with you today, but he'll be with you tomorrow. Amen. He'll be with you the next day. And the day after that, and for that reason, I'm going to my seat now, but you can keep on living. Amen. Through the ups and downs of life, you can keep on living. When it becomes December 26th, guess what we're going to do? We're going to keep on living. When January 1 comes in here, 2020, we're going to keep on living. Why? Because this same God that brought us safe this far will lead us safely on. The last thing I want to share with you is facial expression. We talked about facial recognition, amen, but now I want to talk about facial expression. You can tell when people are excited about something. Have you ever been excited about something and you go with a smile and you tell somebody else and they don't get it and they're trying to tell you, yeah, that's good, but they kind of got this look on their face. I don't know. But when God shows you something, when God speaks to your heart, then you've got a facial expression that says, I'm happy now. I'm happy now. I've got joy now. Even in the midst of tears, I've got peace of mind because I know that I can keep on living. Child of God, let me share this with you before I go to my seat. Don't allow circumstances. Don't allow things that happen. They're going to happen anyway. Jesus was even persecuted in his life. So you're going to have these struggles, but keep on living. Tomorrow is coming. Keep on living. The Savior has been revealed. Keep on living. You've got the light of the world. Keep on living because God loves you and ain't nothing can change that. Keep on living. Keep on living. When the next day comes, keep on living until God calls you home and said, enough done. You've served me faithfully. Welcome home, good and faithful servant. And guess what? Even when you get to heaven, you're going to keep on living. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your amazing grace. You're such a good God, such a wonderful Savior. You don't look at our faults. You don't look at our mistakes. You look beyond that, and you see our need. Thank you that we can keep on living today. We've been inspired by Simeon. But Lord, we've been embraced by God. We've got you in our life to love us and to care for us and to wake us up each day because of your touch of grace. Thank you, Father. Through that one touch, we're going to keep on living. We're going to praise you and honor your name. Bless us now, God. Bless that one that needs that joy, that needs the comfort of the Savior. That same Holy Spirit that was in Simeon will be upon our lives today. Help us, Father, to keep on living through grace. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to extend the invitation. If there be one, we invite you to come. Maybe you never accepted Christ, and without him, you cannot live because he's the giver of life. John 1:4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Then it says, the light shine in darkness, but the darkness did not comprehend it. So if you're here today, if you never accepted and never embraced the truth of Christ, we invite you to come. May we all stand.